RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We have a special treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. A special treat indeed. We're going to head over to our guest line, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. On the line right now, we have one of the goats of comedy, a legend himself, who will be live at the Fort Lauderdale Improv on New Year's Eve. Two shows. You can catch him at 7 p.m. and at 10 p.m. Again, that's at the Fort Lauderdale Improv in Dania Point. Mr. Marlon Wayans, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Alive and blessed. Now, I know we are doing a phone interview, so you can't see me, but I've worked with you multiple times as the sound tech with you in D.C. At both the Miami Improv and at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. And I must say...
I know who this is. What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm alive and blessed, bro.
I know your voice, but I know you look. You look like you're Indian, but you're like Puerto Rican or something.
Okay, you know, fair. No need to laugh that much.
Hey, Mother, I can't look at him the same way now.
Okay. Yeah. I have been checked as ambiguous. I do check the ambiguous box, so I totally get it.
I was spot on. I was like, I know exactly what this is.
That's unfortunate. But hey, at least you know. So I'll take it. I appreciate that. And honestly, bro, you've given me some of the best straight up advice I've had in my life. And I think it was to quote, stop being a bitch. I think that was what you told me one time.
Did I say that?
You
sounds
did
that like me.
Yeah, indeed. You indeed did, bro. So, you know, I appreciate every time you do come down. I'm telling you, this is one of the goals.
Because you got to be fearless in this game, man. You just got to be fearless. If I attach myself to fear, man, I couldn't have grown. I couldn't even be a stand-up comedian, let alone keep creating new sets. You know, I don't fear the crowd. First thing I say in my head before I go on stage is F them. Because if I let them control me, I would not be funny. So stop caring and just go do it.
Yeah, there's never been a time that I've seen you uncomfortable on stage, whether it's someone who wants to yell loud or whatever the hell is going on. I've never seen you uncomfortable on stage. It's a mentality that you definitely have to lock into. I wanted to talk about this mentality. I know you just released a movie not too long ago, Him. And you've called this movie the Black Swan of football. And we talk about the mama mentality or being locked in. After playing Isaiah, do you think that this elite competitive drive is something that you identify with, or is something that you find kind of crazy?
I am Isaiah, except I'm not insecure in terms of his work ethic, in terms of my abilities, in terms of how I work, the mentality of a cleaner. Like, I read this book, Relentless, by Tim Grover, and he's Michael Jordan's trainer. He was Dwayne Wade's trainer. And it talks about coolers, closers, and cleaners. And Michael Jordan and Dwayne Wade are cleaners. And that's how my Tom Brady, cleaner. I'm a cleaner, man. You give me the ball, I'm going to find a way to score. I'm a hard worker, and I don't have no quit in me.
Man,
so, like, Marlon, I'm a fan. Marcos is too young for this. But, see, I go way back with In Living Color. And it was one of the first shows that I had seen on TV where a lot of the stars or the pieces of that show, not just your family, went on to have big time careers. And I always associated you guys in that show with giving others an opportunity to shine. And seeing Rosie Perez and Jennifer Lopez and Carrie, Jim Carrey, and seeing those people going to have these careers and thinking, I can't even tell people where I first saw them on In Living Color because they're going to say, what was that? How does it feel
Keenan,
seeing?
Keenan was a tastemaker.
Right.
You know, Keenan was ahead of his time as a visionary. And, right. You know, he basically was tapping into great talent, you know. And it wasn't an accident that everybody's gone on to have such great careers because, you know, those were very talented people. And Keenan actually gave you a blueprint on how to make it. Always there for good advice and always thought of hard work and dedication to your craft.
And that's one of the things that, you know, plus, I mean, come on. Like, how hard is it to come up with some of these movies? I could watch White Chicks right now, over and over again, and I'm singing all these ridiculous songs. I don't even know who sing the songs, but I'm singing them and doing my head all crazy. And like just all of you guys' movies, all the movies that you have done and all the movies that, you know, it's your own type of movie, but I can follow it and laugh with it. And it's original. I always know whose movie it is, and I have a blast. How fun is it just making something that is, you know, on its own? It's not like anything else, and everybody can enjoy it.
That's the beauty, is we don't even know we're doing it. It's just our natural ability of what we do and how we do, and, you know, we work right. hard. I don't just write a movie and let the first thing stick. You know, we just wrapped Scary Movie 6, and, you know, we didn't write 100 pages to film 100 pages. We wrote like 700 pages to film 100 pages. And, you know, it's just our work ethic and our process. And we make sure we make each other laugh. And that's the goal. And it's a natural instinct that we keep on refining. And so it goes from art to science.
I would imagine if you can make
it lasts over time. Right. It's not like exactly. You do it and you laugh just that year. You can watch White Chicks 20 years removed and you'll laugh like it's your first time you saw it. Don't be a menace. Put Don't Be a Menace on. You'll laugh like the first time you saw it. That's just the way we make movies, man. We don't try to make movies, try to make comedy classics.
So if y'all can't make each other laugh, it don't make the cut.
Exactly. If it ain't making us laugh, the audience ain't gonna laugh. We're the hardest people to make laugh. And the audience may laugh at some stuff, but we're like, we don't think it's funny enough. So, you know, we're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until, you know, we make something that's just not, that makes the audience hurt. That makes the audience go, yo, that is hilarious. We may never get critic love, but, you know, we don't make it for the critics. We make it for the audience.
Now, you mentioned Scary Movie, which I know you just wrapped production of, scheduled to come out next year, as of right now, June 12th. 2026. This is another classic, timeless classic that they tried to take, they tried to twist, they tried to do it their own, and it never really hit the same. Now that it's back in your hands and you're able to create these things, these timeless classics, does this feel like you're almost in like another era of a championship run? You know, you did your first, you had a success early on, and now you have an opportunity to go back. Does this feel like another championship run with you and your brothers able to do this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it feels like, you know, the world needs this laugh. They haven't laughed hard in the movie theater in a long time. This is not just about this franchise. This is about, you know, the world needs to laugh. We are not laughing. We're not laughing at ourselves. We're not roasting each other like we used to. You know, there's a lot of misery in this world, and the world needs laughs. And so we need to go to the theater and sit in the audience and laugh with and at each other. And this movie is going to offer that opportunity.
Now, your range is something that I think a lot of people don't really understand in that, you know, you may see a lot of roles that Marlon's done throughout the past. And my wife and I always talk about this story of how she came to the one of your first sets that you did post-COVID at the Miami Improv. And she came in expecting to see, you know, the what she saw on the Wayans Brothers show or what you saw in Scary Movie, and she left there in tears. And you know, just of a beautiful movement of, because, you know, how you talk about your mother, she was able to identify with that, and just the family elements of these things, of how you're able to go from someone who, you know, can play these comedic roles in White Chicks to even in the movie Him, you know, where you completely, I know you even transformed your body. You dropped 25 pounds, you did 2-a-days. Just to look the part and go through it with the range. And by the way, while I have you on that, I'm doing a show here with Leroy Horde, former running back for the Cleveland Browns, but this guy's falling apart at any second. While you were doing these training camp 2-a-days, did you have a moment where you're like, nah, I'm too old for this?
Nah. Only was came to throw in the football while I was like, I'm too old for this. That hurt my arm so bad. God bless Phillip Rivers. That's what I needed to stop, man. But doing the work and doing the lifting and doing that, I was able to, you know, not just keep up with Tyreek, but sometimes he'd look over during training like, yo, what are you made of, bro? And I was just going in. I needed to do twice the work in order to, because he's naturally younger, bigger, you know. When you're 25, you drink a bottle of water and you be buff, you be cut up. You get 50, you got to work it off.
Look, man.
You got to change your diet. You got to change what you drink. You got to change how you breathe. You got to change how you sleep. Like, when you 50 trying to get abs, trying to get your body in shape, it's a whole nother game.
Now, Marlon, you've done a lot, and I won't take too much of your time. One of the things that I don't think gets enough attention and love when we talk about classic television shows is the Wayans Brothers show. But again, I talk about your range. I know that you're guest starring again on the 4th season of Bel-Air. And with you doing stand-up comedy, movies, Bel-Air, how are you able to switch back and forth between all of these different responsibilities? Or do you find a way of somehow, like, making it the same?
God's gift, man. It's something that I magically worked toward my whole life. And now it's just, I can push a button and be wherever I want to be. It's all about what I choose to do. And it's not about, I have to think about it, I have to change my mode, I have to change. It just shifts my energies, but everything is hard work. Everything is dedication, and everything is, you know, vulnerability. And I just do the work. There's one thing that you don't know about me. I do the work. I live on a stage. Even when I'm doing movies, I'm still working on stage. I'm still doing stand up because I'm working on. It's not the stand up. It's the showmanship when I got to do interviews. It's you know, I don't know when I'm gonna be on a comedy set. To be my mind always thinking. When Scary Movie, I had to shepherd this one, you know, and be on set and give other people improvs. I'm always writing as a writer, as a visionary, and so it's just I work my whole life to be this entity that I am, and I just want more opportunity to go do it. You know, I think if you ask me right now where I'm at, you know, I'm probably one of the greatest investments Hollywood can make.
Marlon Wayans is bringing his Wild Child Tour to the Fort Lauderdale Improv. That's in Dania Point. You can catch him Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. No better way. Honestly, you skip all the traffic, the crazy drunk drivers, all this. Watch yourself one of the best comedy performances you possibly can and bring in the new year the right way. Marlon, I want to thank you for giving us your time today.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, guys. Thank y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marlon.
Wait. Whoa. Yeah. Time out.
Yes.
Did you hang up on him that quick hung up on us that quick?
No, I he didn't hang up.
Yes, okay.
I accidentally hit line 6.
He's nervous. He's nervous.
I'm like,
it's a legend, like, that we're talking about.
No, like, wow. I went to pull the you know, I went to pull it down. And then my finger hit the line 6.
For me, they are like the first family of like comedy as far as how many people in their family are involved, how many people they help. You know what I mean?
They're like the Matthews of the Matthews family the of Matthews comedy. Family.
Yeah, yes, sure. but people think like Jim Carrey was on In Living Color. Yeah. He didn't get those opportunities somewhere else. He got them from them.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx in Living Color. Like you said, man, Keenan had a way of picking talent. That whole family.
And everybody said that was his brother. I'm like, he was in it, dude. They were all in it.
Right. I mean, they're trying to think you were speaking as if, you know, he was the head. No, it was you were just trying to say how talented the family was. And they could have just done the show by themselves with the talent from the family, but they included so many other talented artists,
so many other people that went on to have careers
that became bigger stars individually. Like you said, and two of them were dancers. You had Rosie Perez. Well, Rosie was already big, but she was the choreographer. And you had J Lo. Then you had then you had obviously Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, Tommy Davidson, David Alan Greer.
If you make it the other way, make that a white show.
A Saturday Night Live.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, they wouldn't be the black version of Jim Carrey. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't matter to them. They just wanted to make people laugh, whoever it was.
I just didn't like the fact that he called me racially ambiguous. I wasn't necessarily a fan of that.
Dude, you do look Indian, but you're a Puerto Rican. That was hysterical.
Wait. When he said that, how many people stared at Marcos and went, I can see it.
Right, man. I love when Martin comes to town. DC Irvin, his opening act, also a great guy as well.
Oh, they're hysterical.
Yeah, for sure. When we come back, we're going to reflect on the year 2025. I got some moments. According to AI, these are the biggest moments. Let's see if the robots know their thing. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I bet you don't know who did this song, Leroy.
Come on, man. Hey.
Yep. What you eating?
Bread pudding.
What you eating?
Warhead.
Bread pudding. He eating candy.
I got a warhead from Lupe. About that time.
Yep.
I want to thank
Michael Jackson movie in April.
Yeah, which have you seen this viral TikTok Michael Jackson who's very angry at the movie? Apparently, this guy thinks he's Michael Jackson.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. I don't know. Guys, we're in a scary time.
Why is that?
AI is running rampant. Will they take our jobs? That is up for debate, but that topic, much less entertaining than the one we are about to debate. That is the top moments in 2025 sports. Now, this was generated by Google Gemini, the number two leading AI resource as of right now behind ChatGPT. These are the nine definitive top moments from 2025. Start with number nine, the F1 Las Vegas Grand Prix.
That was cool. We were there when they were building the track.
Okay. I know you were a fan of that, and I know Brittany is our F1 correspondent, which, by the way, I will be releasing her longitude and latitude at the end of this show for all those who are asking. But I didn't think it'd be number nine. Are you kidding me?
I mean, they need it. I mean, they didn't have a good race. They didn't have a good showing. They were thinking of taking that race out of it.
Oh, wow. Number eight, the expansion of the college football playoff.
That happened last year.
2025 saw the full maturation of the expanded 12-team playoff format. The New Year's Day quarter. Is it counting the New Year's Day quarterfinal?
I mean, I
featured
guess.
An underdog seed.
Oh, so they saying the change happened in 2024. The actual games happened in 2025.
Ah, stupid. I see AI already messing up. Number seven. This is dumb stuff I don't care about. Rise of American tennis at the U.S. Open. At Flushing Meadows, an American man reached the finals of the U.S. Open for the first time in years, electrifying the New York crowd.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He got blasted, but it was still cool.
Okay. Number six, maybe Leroy can tell me if this is important or not. The return.
Rory McIlroy wins the Grand Slam?
Nope, not there.
Okay.
But it is golf related. The return of the U.S. Open at Oakmont.
Yeah. It's one of the hardest courses in the world.
Hmm.
It's carnage. So if you are a struggling golfer, or you wonder how the pros do it so well, you watch the tournament there, and you see they screw up too.
All right. Number five, the MLB's youth movement at the World Series.
No, because I wasn't even that interested.
And we only cared about Shohei.
Right.
Yeah, somehow that made it to number five. Number four, Inter Miami and the Messi era peaks. I'm assuming his championship is what they're referring to.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Number three, the 2012 NBA Finals, a new dynasty. The NBA Finals saw a dramatic shift in power. A young, homegrown roster led by a rising superstar in his early 20s toppled one of the league's established super teams. The moment the final buzzer sounded, it felt like a definitive passing of the torch for the next decade.
Until
they didn't pass. Hey, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Nobody passed that torch as much as OKC went and took it.
Who did OKC beat? I already forgot.
They beat Indy in seven games. Oh. But for all that talk that we're talking, this is a team that has shown some warts.
Uh-oh. Vlad's not buying it.
It's early.
Vlad's not buying it.
Listen, everybody expected them to blow out Indianapolis. I mean, the Pacers in the finals.
Yeah.
I was shocked that it was seven games.
It's some, but you know what it is?
So it's, I'm just saying.
You always have Vlad. Tell mm-hmm. me. Because this is the same thing happened when, remember Detroit won it with all those guys? They had the same kind of makeup as Indianapolis, right? Except they won because their star didn't get hurt and Big Shot. But I don't know what to make of them because – they just managed to get it done. Is that like a one-off? Like you have that one team, that one specific year that just finds a way. And they're a difficult out and they win some games and whatever. That doesn't seem like that's sustainable for year after year after year.
Number two, Caitlin Clark's continued ascent.
Ascent to what? To the bench? She hardly played.
Amen. Sold out arenas across country all summer long. That's what they're saying.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did do that.
And number one, the Super Bowl Masterclass.
That was the number one thing in sports this year?
That's what they say, according to AI. February, the Super Bowl returns.
AI must be an Eagle fan.
Yeah, right? The biggest story wasn't just a high-scoring game, but the defensive performance of the winning team, which shut down one of the league's most explosive offenses.
See, this is why I know AI don't know what they're talking about. They can't see.
Because it wasn't one of the explosive.
Exactly.
They were not explosive.
No, they haven't been.
You think that's bad?
Now, they made it sound like Philly shut them down, but they weren't scoring at a clip that Philly was last year.
Now, I gave you the 9 best moments according to Google Gemini. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to make our own list of what we think are the top 10 moments in sports for 2025. I got a couple options I'm going to throw your way. If anything comes to your brain, feel free to chime on in, as well as on our chat on Twitch and YouTube. That is 104.3 WQAM. You can catch us right there and chime in when we come back. The top moments of 2025, according to WQAM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I can rap to this.
Please don't.
Hey. Let's go. Don't make me. And then I. Well, I was about to start too, but, you know. Leroy's coming back. I don't want to get him upset. You know how he gets sometimes when I start rapping.
Leroy, this fool thinks he can rap to this beat.
I can rap to this beat. Hey, I might ride in a little Corvette. Man, a brand new set.
What?
Brand new baguette. Man, I don't even forget.
Mumble rap at his best.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right, Sanjay.
All right, it is. It is.
Karun said Marcus goes by Sanjay now.
I got Sanjay.
Hey.
I got Sanjay. It's not that bad.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm still going to clip that and put that on my Instagram.
What? The you look like
Marlon Wayans. You look salt towards me?
Yeah, well, Marlon Wayans. What did he say? You look.
He said, I love. The guy looks Indian. Indian, but he's like Puerto Rican.
But he's
like
Puerto Rican.
But somehow it's Puerto Rican. That's great. That's great. Knows who I am. He knows who I am. It's pretty good.
That's good.
It's good. It's good. Well, you know, all the Tobin's been doing the Heat locker rooms for years. What do they call that guy? White guy with the big nose.
Nah, they call him the rubble rouser.
The troublemaker.
The troublemaker.
All right, we had a very underwhelming list provided by AI before, the top 10 sports moments.
You stink, AI.
Yeah, not good. All right, let's take turns participating here. We don't have to put them in order yet. Let's just get 10 out. Let's start with one that I know is going to be super easy. Shohei Ohtani doing the breaking a record in my
three home. Wait, he had 10 strikeouts and 3 home runs in a game?
Yes, sir.
That was amazing, but does that go over his – didn't he
– it's one of the greatest feats of in the history of baseball.
Yeah, and okay, and he's only competing with himself in this scenario that I'm putting.
But here, I think a top moment is something that has never happened in the sport before.
Isn't he the only person on that 40-something list? Isn't there a list that he's on that he's the only guy?
The 50-50? I think that was the year prior. I think he did that in 24.
Oh, okay.
I think he did that in 24. I will say this. The World Series was great, and that 18-inning game, that long-ass game.
Yes. That was
different.
That was different.
And that Game 7 was phenomenal. So that whole World Series, I would say, you can give it credit as being one of the best sporting moments of this year.
So we'll put best World Series. How about that? That encompasses his performance.
If you want to make an argument that this was the best World Series, I'm not going to argue with you about it.
You just put the World Series.
Yeah, that's one of the top moments for sure.
Right, World Series. That's a moment. Yeah.
World Series. You got one, Vlad?
I mean, I'm going to keep it local, baby.
Yeah.
Panthers.
Back to back Panthers.
I'm going to go Rory McIlroy winning the career Grand Slam.
Yeah, I do remember that being a big
one game. Of 6 guys in the history of the sport.
Okay. Yeah, that's solid. I do remember that one. I got one. What about Terrence Crawford beating Canelo?
Moment? Yeah.
Terrence. Yeah. Terrence did win that.
Because he pieced him up.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Well, I can believe me saying this, but it's actually a moment. Nobody could actually argue me.
Yeah.
Cena. John Cena's
last. His last match or him turning? Well, turning heel was last year.
Right? John Cena's just last year wrestling. Was Cena's a moment because it felt like every time he did something, it was news. Obviously, ESPN and WWE are in bed with each other now, but
yeah.
If you want to talk about a figure, someone who people consider a GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah. He remember retiring this year. And yes, like you said, turning heel and then having his last match a couple of weeks ago.
Look, our first 5, we're out of the gate. We're firing on all cylinders.
Now, some people are pointing out, like, certain moments. We've picked, like, the whole series.
Yeah,
should we be more specific and, like, pick moments because somebody say Miguel Rojas.
I mean, if you want to pick moments, Halliburton hitting all those game winners in the playoffs was ridiculous.
The Pacers run during the playoffs.
But like
Pacers run.
Because if you talk about the back-to-back championships, yes, the championship is definitely a moment, but also the actual trade of Marchand was a big moment as well.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
That's true.
But now that's where I feel like I think if we put like an umbrella over it, like for example, as opposed to Halliburton's buzzer beaters, the Pacers run during the playoffs, or as opposed to those 2 separate moments for the Panthers.
Locally here, Jimmy being traded was a moment.
Oh, that wasn't a great moment, but it was a moment.
It was.
Can I just say
we're still talking about it to this day.
Jimmy divorces Miami.
Did Jimmy did Jimmy work his way into by good riddance?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Leroy, he right. did.
He really did. Like, and nobody wanted to hate Jimmy.
I mean, people want to hate, but I mean, you know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. We knew it was part of basketball and whatever, but
he went out his way in not making himself.
What he did on the floor, what he did on the basketball court on the way out, he made enemies.
Now, this one is going to hit locally, but I don't know if this hits nationally.
Well, that's why I said Jimmy. I said locally.
No, the Jimmy one I agree with. I think Jimmy was a national deal. The one that I'm about to mention, I'm not sure if this was a national deal. Chris Greer finally getting let go?
Yeah, that's local.
That's local.
So happy that it happened.
It was so big. It was such big news locally. It felt like it was national.
It really
news.
Felt like it, right? And I wanted to mention the hurricane, but I feel like the fact that they weren't robbed.
No, beating Notre Dame was a moment. That was a great game to start off the week one of the college football.
That's a local thing.
But.
Yeah, they were already willing to forget about it when we were getting.
How about Mendoza winning the Heisman? Local guy.
Indiana. You know what? I will say this. Maybe not him winning the Heisman, but the drive that pretty much solidified at Penn State.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That drive was a moment.
And that catch?
Yeah. Because you had me. Yeah. That was a noon game, and I'm like. Oh wow!
Yes.
I'm like,
yes.
Yo, damn! It's 20. I'm 320. It's 320. I'm gonna sitting in the edge of my seat, like, oh, is this his Heisman moment? And he pulled it off.
Wasn't even his Heisman moment might have been against Ohio State. Third and short, he threw that dime.
He's had moments. He's had moments.
For that one, I put Indiana's run to number one.
Those throws, bro. It's the throw.
It was crazy.
They winning, but he made two throws. One against Penn State and then one against Indiana on that third and two, which is crazy.
Crazy.
Do we have two more? You're right, Leroy.
We got two more in us?
I'm trying to think.
I try to go through the national. Oh, what about the...
Did anything crazy happen other than... I remember Halliburton hitting those shots.
What about what was the name of the NHL tournament that they did for the hockey?
Oh, yes, the Four Nations.
Four Nations.
Yeah. Four Nations was great. Four Nations was great.
Four Nations.
You know what? The tournament was really good.
Yeah.
Here, because of what we were doing at Buckets and Bets.
Oh, that was fun.
But some of the games that were during the tournament, March Madness, was pretty good.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
That's when we found out about Derrick Queen when he hit that game winner.
What's crazy? Here's the most amazing thing about March Madness is that you get so consumed on a week-to-week basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember who won a championship.
I don't remember. I think it's Houston.
Houston didn't win a championship.
I think Houston won it. I think.
No.
Who won it then?
I don't know.
I think it's Houston.
Is that crazy? We was there every week.
We put bets on it and everything.
Yeah.
The Gators?
Oh, it was the Gators. Yeah. You're right. That's right. It was the Gators.
But wait. We were so consumed with all of the games.
Holy snap.
Every weekend that.
Yeah, you're right. It was Florida. Florida did win. Who did they beat?
What about Caitlin Clark?
We did talk about her.
I know. We that was in the last list. That and Messi were in the last list. Does that make it to our list?
No.
No, though. Messi either?
I think Messi.
I'll tell you what makes it from WNBA. Nafisia Collar. I hope I'm not mispronouncing her name. But Collar, right? Collier or Collar?
It's Collier. I think it's Collier.
It's Collier. They call her Feezy. I'm going to call her Feezy.
Feezy.
Feezy going off on the commissioner.
On the WNBA commissioner.
Yeah. That was, I was like, oof. Oof.
To the point where the commissioner said I need to do better?
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew, look, hey, you can't get mad at somebody if they don't lie.
You can't be mad at somebody if they don't lie?
You totally
can't. If she telling the truth? What the commissioner going to say? If she told a lie or said something that wasn't true, the WNBA will revolt against her and she will lose her job. So... She had to handle it accordingly. We know know what that was.
So do you think?
Oh no, the star player is on me. I better get some get right.
So do you think Messi or Caitlin Clark takes our final spot?
No,
none of them. Not even Messi.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, Messi. Yeah,
I feel like for the sport of soccer,
he might be honorable mention. There was nothing really big that happened in soccer this year.
I would say that. That the Messi thing. I would say them winning the championship, winning the MLS Cup down here, and finally winning it all. Yes, I would think that would have to be on the list, simply because everybody thought he was going to come down here to, you know, mail it in. So the fact that they actually won the cup is pretty cool. I'm Indian. Welcome to the family, Marcos.
But we're not. But I'm not.
Oh, Lucas trade. That was Lucas huge.
Trade. Yeah, that's good.
Lucas trade. Nico's firing.
All right, so we have 10 that we need to rank now. I think Luka trade has to be number one, if I'm being honest.
That from the overall, like.
That shocked
the
sports world to the point that the Super Bowl.
Very rarely in sports does a decision like that lose you your job. Because usually you got to get approvals from up above.
Yeah, somebody might be taking the. Nico might be.
Streets needed a body.
Streets needed a body. Nico was the, that was the corpse that was presented to them, because that seemed to, that's not going to happen if that's not, that doesn't get a co-sign from up top.
Right.
Now, what about the, what do you think was like of the 10 that we mentioned, which by the way is Luka trade, the World Series, back-to-back Panthers championships, Rory McIlroy winning, Crawford Canelo, Cena's last year wrestling, Pacers run during the playoffs, Jimmy divorces Miami, Indiana's run to number one, and the Four Nations Cup. Which one is the least important to you?
Indiana's race to number one.
Indiana's race to number one.
Right. Because it's a college football playoff. They might not be number one.
Yeah, true.
But Panthers winning back to back, third Stanley Cup final appearance.
Yeah.
That was in a row. Yeah, and then you went back to back. Yeah. We say Halliburton, even though OKC won, but what he produced in those playoffs, he made a name for himself. Like, remember there was a time.
Everybody said he was the superstar.
The overrated, said he was the most overrated player, and then it was like, oh, man, he was able to answer answer all his critics with his performance in the finals, or in the postseason. So.
Now, what about Jimmy divorcing Miami? I was probably number 9.
I put it number 9. It was funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. It was chaotic. And it was the number 1 story in
basketball for a while. Well, yeah. I mean, after the Luka trade, then Jimmy.
Jimmy got traded after Luka or before Luka?
After.
Now, Rory McIlroy, I know winning isn't important. Is it? An important thing, but I'm okay putting it at number 8.
Rory did something that only 6 other guys in the history of the sport have done.
Alright, so do you put that above?
A lot of people don't know who the hell
Rory put it above. I put it above Halliburton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Halliburton's so, in the lower 5.
So we'll put then.
I mean, you do something that's why Shohei got to be in at least the top 5.
That game.
Right. Right.
I can understand. I mean, I want to put that whole World Series, but that game, that was in the NLCS that he did that against Philadelphia.
Crawford or Canelo. I mean, Crawford and Canelo or
that's you the know four what that's got to be top 5 too, cuz that's two of the biggest stars.
I'm gonna put Four Nations.
Finally boxing.
I'm gonna put Four Nations.
Above it?
Yeah, cuz that Canada USA game was
ooh, yeah.
Good game.
That was really good.
All right, our list is shaping up, gentlemen.
We had guys almost out for the rest of the year with
that because of that, because of that tournament.
Yeah,
and then you had guys that did not want to miss that opportunity to put that
and
their
it's
team,
be the same
their
way
country
this year with the Olympics,
and the World Cup. People love wearing their country's kit.
All right. Tell me what you guys think about this list. Coming in at number 10, Indiana's run to number 1. Coming in at number 9, Jimmy divorces Miami. Coming in at number 8, the Pacers run during the playoffs. Coming in at number 7, Rory McIlroy. Number 6, Cena's last year wrestling.
You could have Cena lower
than Rory.
Yeah. Rory winning the Grand Slam, that was
it's
big.
Not high.
And the tournament, the last tournament he won was the Masters. So I'll give him that.
You do realize, you jackass, that you are taking a made-for-TV event and putting it in the top 10 of events of the year.
Hey, come on.
You do realize this, right?
John
Cena comes once every generation.
John Cena.
Okay, but again, regardless of what you think.
You can't see him.
It is still made for TV.
So is Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, made for TV.
No, but I'm saying all the other stuff is real sports.
Yeah, but this is Cena.
I'll let you have it in the top 10, but don't be putting it ahead of
of actual real sport.
Yeah, I mean, WWE is a sport. It's just a stage. It's just
the only other thing that rivaled that. Here, to be honest with you, the two things that rivaled John Cena are the Luka trade and Jim Butler trade. That's like events.
That Luka trade was crazy.
Nah, Cena turning heel was big.
It was big.
That was 2 days. Everybody talked about it.
Guys, I was in Cheetah.
Really?
When Cena turned heel.
Pompano or Hollandale?
Hollandale.
Okay.
Stopped everything that I was doing for the
really?
Next 20 minutes.
For the lap dance?
Did not even look up. Did not even care what was going on.
You stopped a lap dance for it? You can't see me?
Nothing was more important than John Cena turning heel at that point. Nothing was more important. That's, not Candy.
That's
not
dedication.
Delicious. Not Lexi. None of them.
That's loyalty, cinnamon? Hustle, and respect.
How about Cinnamon?
Cinnamon was worth it, but Cinnamon was busy.
And you know, they can't. The only name you won't find in the strip club is Precious, because Precious is associated with a big bag.
Not all the time.
I see Precious.
I see some cute Preciouses that weren't like 330.
What about an Olga?
Olga.
You're not gonna get an Olga.
Olga. She works in a massage parlor.
Hey, those massage.
She got a big nose.
Massage therapists at these places. Really good. Really good. Strong hands. But. Cena's turning heel.
What's your name, Mordecai?
All right, so then that takes number 6 to Rory McIlroy.
Rory's top 5, B.
Let me tell you the top 5 that you got to take one out then.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Luka trade.
Okay.
Back-to-back Panthers.
Okay, that's staying in the top 2.
World Series.
That could move.
Oh, Four Nation Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That stays.
And Crawford Canelo.
Crawford Canelo drops.
All right. So
Crawford Canelo drops.
That drops for Rory.
So then, now, what about World Series?
Four Nations is going to be 5.
Four Nations is 5. All right. This is the
Rory's going to be 3.
I'm going to put Rory at 3.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't understand. See, and that's where we are with this. So. How you guys, I'm not into wrestling like you guys are. So you see that in a different light, right? And you guys aren't into golf like I am, and you don't realize, you know what I mean? You
don't like Indiana's
how big
run
the Rory thing was.
I don't think Indiana.
If you want to take the Hoosiers run to number 1, if you want to take Mendoza, if you want to take Mendoza's Heisman throws out, fine. Cool. You're not going to take away Shohei's 3 home run, 10 strikeout performance.
No, I think I'm fine with everything else as far as it being a major storyline in sports. Luka trade, back-to-back Panthers, Rory.
Now, the Luka trade was the number because it stopped the Super Bowl.
Stopped everything, for sure.
Remember, it happened during the week of the Super Bowl. It stopped the Super Bowl.
By the way, no one mentioned that halftime show. I just wanted you to know.
Who was the halftime show?
Exactly.
Oh, it was Kendrick. Get out of here.
Took you long enough.
Ah, well, it felt like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, because it was so boring.
Yeah. You know what was not boring?
What's that?
That beatdown Drake took all last 2024.
Oh, we're focused on the future now.
It got so bad in 2024, he's taking a beating in 2025.
You know what else? The music industry is. No hits all year.
That's what your boy can't do.
All year.
He can't produce a hit.
Who? Drake?
Yeah.
He is hits. He's a walking hit.
He's bull?
He hasn't pulled... He hasn't.
He's bull hit.
He's bull hit?
Yeah.
He hasn't released any songs, and there's been no success.
No, he has, and he's trying to throw it on the wall, and nothing has stuck.
What's, like, what? What has he released? Nothing. Nothing to the airwaves.
Canceled. What did I miss? Wasn't What I Miss?
What did I miss?
Yeah, a hit.
That was a hit.
No, it wasn't. He missed another hit. That's what he missed.
What did I miss? Billboard rankings.
They calling you Nav now?
I've actually heard that before.
They top said they couldn't be calling Marcos Nav.
What did I miss? Number one on the hot R&B, hot R&B chart, hot hip hop and R&B chart. Debuted at number two on the Billboard. So there you go. Like I said, easy peasy, dude.
Well, your top 20, the top event, sporting events in 2025. I would say Lucas Trade would have been number one.
Debuted at number one. Debuted at number one. Digital song sales debuted at number one. Record breaking, further solidified his lead for most top 10 hits ever.
Hey.
Sorry. How about we replace the Indiana
run
with Drew Smith's 11 points yesterday, because everyone wants to crown this guy.
Hey, man.
He's the best guy in the world, everyone.
Well, hey, listen. When we come back, we'll talk about the Heat's victory over the Nuggets. But it wasn't a bad day for him, Leroy.
It
wasn't a bad day for him. Drew Smith might have balled out, but somebody he hate missed a game-winning three-point opportunity in the West Coast. We'll share that and more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.